Okay. And obviously you're an employee at Walmart. What, do you have a title? Personnel manager?
I just took my badge off because I can't expect to come up and talk to anybody.
So explain to me where you're at, what first brought your attention to it, and then what happened.
I was in the back of the store and heard the helicopters. And I'm a curious soul, so I walked out the back doors to look up to see what was going on at the helicopters. And about that time, my assistant manager, Brian, was on his walkie, and then he looked at me and says, "There's a guy with a gun in the store," kind of pushed me away, says, "The guy's in the store, stay out." And he locked me out there all by myself. Okay. So I stood there for a couple minutes and tried to figure out what the heck I was going to do. And then one of your guys came by and says, "Run. Run like hell." I said, "Okay, thank you." And off I went. And I went to Applebee's. And then one of the news guys who was over there said it was a code 4. And I said, "What's code 4? And he says, "You know, the guy's down." I said, "Okay, well, then I'm going to go over and play with my people." And your officer saw me and he says, "Where are you going?" And he basically asked me to have a seat in his car until you guys could move me.
Okay.
And that's where I sat.
What's Brian's last name? Do you know?
Arthur.
A-R-T-H-U-R?
Mm-hmm.
So when you say the back door, are we talking by the loading docks?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we talking the far?
By the loading docks.
So we're talking facing the freeway.
Facing, well, no, it's facing this way.
Okay.
I mean, the door comes out
but
this way.
But if we look at, assume the building has four sides.
Right.
Okay, so we're on this side right now. This is the front entrance.
Okay.
The loading dock is on this side,
that's
right?
That's right.
On the freeway side.
Well, it's really not on the freeway side.
It's not?
No. I mean, because it still points forward because the building's cut like this.
Okay. So
it's cutting it out.
Here. It's like this then.
Yeah.
And it was here.
Yeah.
Okay. So
then there's a trailer bay here. Those trailers are parked in there.
So, when you were in the back of the store, were you in an office, or where were you in the store?
When I heard the helicopters, I was in the main boy's office. In the
main
back
boy's
of the
office?
Mm-hmm. Well, my paperwork off the
front. Yeah.
And then I walked around and out through the door.
Okay, so you went out through the...
Through receiving.
Okay, that's the receiving area?
Through receiving, uh-huh. And then out through the big bay door that was open.
And then comes to you and tells you that there's...
Well, I walked out there and I'm doing this and he's like looking at me going, "What are you doing?" And I said this, and then he started, got somebody on his radio on his walkie-talkie. And that's what he says, "There's somebody in the store with a gun, stay out." And he kind of pushed me out of the way, not
hard. Did he go out or he went in?
He went in and shut the door behind him. So it was all up. I didn't hear what was said on the radio. I'm not the best hearer.
Okay. So he locked you out. You went over to Applebee's. How long were you over at Applebee's? Okay. And then?
Until the one guy came and said that it was a code 4.
Okay. And was that somebody from the media you said?
Yeah, somebody from the media. I don't know who. He didn't have an ID on it. Somebody from the media. And I said, "How does he know that?"
Right.
And the guy says, "Because he's got the radio. He's hooked in."
Right.
And I said, "Okay." So
and
I started walking.
So he told, what did he tell you that the radio said?
Code 4. And I said, he just
right.
said it's a code 4.
But then did he tell you
I overheard
something
it.
Else?
I said, "What does a code 4 mean?"
Right.
He says that the man's dead in Cypress.
Okay.
I don't know if he said man or person.
Okay.
Dead in Cypress. He didn't say
but
dead.
Something to the effect that the guy was dead. Anything else you can think of?
I really can't. The guys I was talking to over at Applebee's were talking about all sorts of stuff. One guy over there was trying to talk to the media saying he'd seen stuff because he says, "Do you want somebody who's seen it first place?" He went and got him and told him this other guy had seen something, so.
Okay. Did, were these employees or
no,
were
they?
No, okay,
they were just
so
people.
Just other people.
Yeah, because he was saying he was driving down.
Right.
And saw it, so there might be somebody still over by Applebee's I don't know that you might want to talk to. Because I was under the impression, because he said he was coming to Cochran, saw all this happen, saw the guy, and then I walked away. Because
okay.
they'd said code 4 and I just wanted to not be alone.
No, I don't blame you. Just something, I mean, obviously it's easy to do it in hindsight, but just something for an emergency plan for the company
mm-hmm.
is it, in an event like that, you know, where do people evacuate to? Where's a secondary site they can go to?
Besides right at the edge of Cochran?
Yeah, just, I mean, things to bring up to the managers.
Okay, I'll sure do that. That's a great idea.